You're listening to Proven Perspectives, a podcast with John Hawkins, the founder of Leadership Edge Incorporated. I'm Laura, John's daughter, and in each episode, we will explore a topic related to life, leadership, or mentoring. Through nearly 50 years of faith in Christ, John has learned proven life and leadership perspectives that will equip listeners for a lifestyle of leadership in their marriages, families, careers, communities, and churches. Hey, Dad.
Laura, how are you today?
I am good. I'm really good. Yeah, it's a little bit of a rainy day here, but we have been snuggled up on the couch. We have not been sitting on the couch all day. That's not very realistic. But there have been, I should say, twice for about 15 to 20 minutes, we've read some books on the couch. And anyways, it's been kind of like a little bit different feel of quarantine day. So yeah, it's been a really good day. How are you guys doing?
We're good. That's unusual weather for Huntington Beach. Y'all don't really get that much rain, do you?
I know, yeah. So it's kind of like our second season is every once in a while it rains. So yeah, we don't get a ton, but
yeah. Well, yeah. We're doing well. We're for our listeners, we're recording this in very early days of April, and so our country and the world is in the midst of COVID, and I am coming up on Thursday to my 66th birthday, so I am well in the at-risk group, but I'm just so grateful that I'm in great health and that we have everything we need. Janet's in good health, and we're very blessed in the midst of so many people who are suffering so horribly.
Yeah.
So very, very grateful for that.
Yeah, definitely. Dad, I am excited about our topic for today. Because it's something that I personally feel like I would love to learn more from you about. And Leadership Edge has trained, hundreds of mentors who are mentoring in the U.S. and overseas. And I know that you have said to me, as we were getting ready for this podcast, that consistently one of the concepts in the mentor training that is kind of striking to the participants and maybe encouraging or appreciated by them is this topic that we're talking about today. So I'll leave the grand reveal to you. What is that concept?
Yeah, the concept for today is that the Holy Spirit is the master mentor. And consistently, every time we do the mentor training, this one concept is one of the ones that just people are both really struck by, but that really they really deeply appreciate as well. So today's topic is the Holy Spirit is the master mentor.
Yeah, well, and I think I'm really excited for this podcast because I feel like of the, Trinity, the members of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit is definitely the one that I maybe understand the least, less than the other two. So is that like, do you think that is why it's striking to people and appreciated to hear more about the Holy Spirit or to kind of think through how the Holy Spirit factors into things? Or why do you think that?
Yeah, well, I think, most of us don't really think and maybe have clear thoughts about what the Holy Spirit's purpose is, what his role is, what part he plays in the Trinity. And I think that really is to our detriment because even with all that Christ did when he died for our sins and was resurrected and then ascended into heaven, with all of that happening, if Christ had not sent the Spirit, then all of that would have happened and we wouldn't have realized it, we wouldn't have wanted it, we wouldn't have known how to attain it. It would have just been like the whole salvation of mankind is there, but it's the Holy Spirit that applies that to us, that brings us to faith in Christ.
Yeah.
And so I think generally it's striking because most of us don't think much about our need for the Spirit. But I think it's striking, also for in a mentoring context, because it helps to keep us in a good way understanding both our role and that subsequent or following the Holy Spirit's role. So I think it's striking in that way. I think it's appreciated because it keeps us from kind of going off of one of two ends or one of two errors.
Okay.
One is to to just think that the mentoring is basically all about me and all about me dump trucking all of my wisdom on the mentee.
Huh.
And so I show up and I just tell them everything I know. So that's kind of one error in mentoring. I think another error in mentoring is kind of a false humility. That's kind of the idea of, well, who am I to be able to offer spiritual encouragement to anyone? I'm just still, you know, so young, so immature, so sinful. And so I think that as we understand the role of the Holy Spirit in mentoring, it helps us to see that mentoring's not about dump trucking. Mentoring's not about kind of feigning a false humility that almost keeps us from mentoring.
Hmm.
But it is about living very dependently upon God through His Spirit to guide us in the mentoring relationship. And so I think it's appreciated because the mentors, as they begin to grasp what this means, it really helps them to see, I can do this. Because really what this is me following the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit is doing the work in the believer's life. And
because,
I'm following His lead. Yeah.
Okay, so let me make sure I'm understanding the connection to the two things. So like, if we understand the work of the Holy Spirit, we won't be like dump trucking, as you said, like dumping all this information on people, because we'll understand that it's like not dependent on us to like fix or change this person. Is that right?
Yes, and it's also not limited to our dump truck of wisdom, that it's really focused on the wisdom of God that is revealed to us by His Spirit. Yeah.
That's really good. Okay, and then you said false humility of like thinking, well, how could I like help anybody? Because then we recognize like that it's not really about us or our limitations, like the Holy Spirit is at work doing things that we could never do. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes, absolutely. And that the same Holy Spirit that's inside of me as the mentor, calling me to follow Jesus, strengthening me, giving me His grace, all of that, that same Holy Spirit is alive in the mentee that I'm trying to serve. And so I'm just there to encourage them to follow what the Spirit is calling them to do with their lives, what the Spirit is leading them to depend upon God for. That's my role. And any Christian can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's really encouraging. Because you're saying then, because I think I can tend to be more on this side of the spectrum of like, I don't know, making it all about me in a way of like, what if I say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing? But you're saying, yeah, like, God's at work in a million different ways accomplishing His purposes, and it doesn't really hinge on me getting every word right.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I've used this illustration before, but it's kind of like the Holy Spirit is doing very fine, like microsurgery in someone's life. And every now and then, He'll say to us, okay, you put your hand on my hand as I make this incision.
Huh.
And we follow His lead. And if we follow His lead, then we're working with Him to do the work in the person's life that the Holy Spirit is there to do. If we don't follow His lead, then we may do huge damage to them because you know, we don't know anything about fixing people. We just know how to follow the Lord and the guidance of His word in helping people to grow to become like His Son.
Yeah. Man, that's good. Well, you're right. This is all really encouraging and kind of, I mean, I think it both like reorients as far as, yeah, like looking to God instead of my either like tool belt or lack of expertise or whatever, and it also just like makes me feel really thankful, you know?
Yes. Yes.
The pressure's off.
So, yes.
So why do you think that people haven't understood this a lot of times prior to the mentor training?
Well, I think a lot of times, especially in Western Christianity and American Christianity, we tend to just think it's all about us and about, what we need to do, about our role and responsibility. And that, if we get in trouble, then maybe we can call on God and he'll help out. But it's really about us doing everything for him and then kind of telling him that we've done everything for him. And I think I've said on the podcast before, someone said a while back that for most of us American Christians, God could have died 20 years ago and we still wouldn't realize it because we just know how to do things without really depending upon him. Uh-huh. And so it's no surprise that we haven't realized that we're not the master mentor, that the Holy Spirit is. Hmm. And again, I think that what comes to the people who have been in our mentor training classes is just kind of an awareness of, wow, I had never even thought of that. But also just kind of the freedom and the direction that that gives them as they're prayerfully investing in the life of someone.
So, Dad, I know these aren't just like your ideas about how the Holy Spirit works. So can you share, like, what are some scripture passages that speak of the Holy Spirit being the master mentor?
Yeah, we'll look at three of them. The first one is a really short one, Philippians 2:13, and it says, "For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." And so that tells us that God, by his Holy Spirit, is alive inside of us. He's at work inside of us. And what he's doing is he's causing us to both will or to desire what he desires, what his pleasure is, and to actually work towards it. And this is a great affirmation that both in when I come to desire what God wants and when I actually do what God wants, that's just a reflection of the work of the Spirit inside of me. The Spirit is the one who is bringing that about in me and helping me to choose that.
Yeah.
But another one is John 16, verses 13 to 15. And Jesus is speaking here and he says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you."
Hmm.
And this is interesting. This is a really interesting passage in two ways. One, it tells us who is going to be the one who guides us into all of truth. And I think especially here, scriptural truth. And it says it's the Spirit. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. But then you see this kind of cascading of submissiveness or yieldedness, where it says that the Spirit will not speak on his own authority, but he will speak whatever Christ declares, whatever Christ says, and says that the Spirit will glorify Christ. But then he says that all the Father has is mine. And so there's this kind of cascading of submission where you see the Spirit is submitting or yielding to the Son, and the Son is submitting to the Father. And I think as we talk about this whole idea of the Holy Spirit being the master mentor, we see in here an example of what this looks like. In a mentoring relationship, I am yielding to the Spirit. I am deferring to the Spirit as I lead in the mentoring relationship, just like the Spirit yields to Christ and Christ yields to the Father. So we get two things in this passage. One is that it's the Spirit that guides us into all of truth. That's his role. That's not the mentor's role. And that we have an example here of the kind of submission that the mentor is to play in following the Holy Spirit in a mentoring relationship.
Can I ask you a quick question with this?
Yeah.
So, like, practically, like, what would that mean for a mentoring meeting? Like, how would that impact the way that we would mentor?
Well, one thing is, if we go into the mentoring meeting thinking, okay, who's responsible for guiding the mentor and the mentee into all truth? Well, the Holy Spirit is. So one, that tells me as a mentor, my goal isn't to just sit him down or sit her down and teach them everything I know. My goal is to pray with them for God to help us to understand as we're in the Word or as we're discussing the topic that we're discussing today, for God to guide us to the truth that we need. And so a lot of times in mentoring relationships, when I begin them with prayer, a lot of times I'll pray, and Lord, help us in this time to get to the things you want us to get to, and help us to understand them as you do. And the reason I pray that is not just that's a nice, sweet little prayer. It's because that's the reality. We need him to guide us to the things we should talk about today.
Yeah.
And we need him to, as we get to those, to actually understand them as he means for them, us to. Now, that doesn't mean that the mentor goes into the meeting with no plan. I think the mentor goes into the meeting with a plan, but is very much ready to either yield that plan to something else that God clearly brings for them to talk about, or even if the mentor goes with the plan of discussion that he has for the meeting, that he's realizing or she's realizing, I will still need the Holy Spirit to help us to understand this thing that we're going to be talking about today. So does that get at your question?
It does. Thanks.
Okay.
That's helpful.
Good.
So you want to move on to the third? Go ahead.
Yeah, the last passage, and it's interesting, it's a Great Commission. And we're going to read it, Matthew 28:16-20. And I want you to be looking for what I call the bookends of the Great Commission. It says, verse 16, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, when they saw Christ, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" You know, I wish we had like an hour podcast to just talk about everything that's in here. But I want you to note two things here. The first one is, it says, "And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted."
Okay.
And I think that's a great picture of what all of us disciples of Jesus look like, whether we've walked with him for years or are very new in him. We worship him, but we still have our own doubts about him at times. And I think this is just such a realistic picture of both what's true of the mentor and what's true of the mentee. We both worship God, but we both have our doubts. So that's one thing here. But the other thing is, the bookends here are in verse 18. It says, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." And then in verse 20, it says, "And behold, I'm with you always to the end of the age." And that's how it ends. And it's interesting that the commission to go and make disciples is bookended by, "I have all authority in heaven and earth, and I'm with you always." And I think that one of the things that means is, as we're in discipling, as we're mentoring people, helping them to learn how to observe all that Christ commanded them, if we're doing that well, we're doing it with a great dependence upon God, that he has the authority. I don't have all authority. He has all authority. And he is with me always. He's with me right now. And I think this points to, again, that kind of dependence that comes when the mentor realizes they're not the master mentor, that the Holy Spirit is the master mentor. And that what this is going to look like is a man or a woman really depending upon God to guide as they're in the mentoring relationship.
Yeah. Man, this is just really encouraging, Dad. All of this. Thanks. So practically speaking, I mean, I guess we kind of talked about like how it might play out. That one passage might play out in a meeting, but like, how does the truth that the Holy Spirit, taking all these passages, how does the truth that the Holy Spirit is the master mentor work out in a mentoring relationship?
Yeah. Well, I think that the reality that the Holy Spirit's a master mentor, it points us to four things, and I'll say these a couple of times.
Okay.
It defines the mentor's role. Mm-hmm. It shapes the mentor's approach. Mm-hmm. It focuses the mentor's dependence, and it points to what is most important. So mm-hmm. I'll say those one more time, and then we'll talk about them. It defines the mentor's role. It shapes the mentor's approach. It focuses the mentor's dependence, and it points to what is most important. So what the first one is, it defines the mentor's role, and we've talked about that a little bit already. The role here isn't to be the wise person who knows everything that dump trucks.
Yeah.
The role isn't to be the person who arrogantly thinks that they can fix this poor mentee. Mm-hmm. The role isn't, you know, kind of the maybe kind of false humility person of, well, who am I that I could ever help someone else?
Yeah.
We understand, no, what my role is to be fully present, fully committed, looking to the Lord during the time with them and beyond the time with the mentee for His guidance, for His lead, for His power, for His strength, for His truth, as we're in the mentoring relationship. So it clarifies the role. The second thing is it shapes the approach, to where the approach is a humble approach of a learner and a servant, to where it's not that the mentor knows exactly what to do or say at every moment, but the mentor's fully engaged, they're there, and their approach is to humbly lead the two of them to listen to the Lord, to look to the Lord, to pray to the Lord, and to follow Him as He guides them through the conversation.
Yeah.
So the approach is one of humility and one of service, serving the mentor. Serving the mentee.
Mm-hmm.
The third one is, it focuses the mentor's dependence, where the dependence isn't how smart they are. Their dependence even isn't how many times they've read the Bible.
Yeah.
Their dependence isn't anything other than that they can humbly go to the Lord God and admit the need that the mentor and mentee both have and seek the Lord.
Yeah, that's so good.
It focuses the dependence. What is the mentor going to depend on? And the quicker the mentor gets that figured out, the better able she or he is to serve the mentee.
Yeah.
Where if their dependence is upon themselves, then they're not going to be able to serve as well as it would be if they were depending upon the Lord. And then the last thing is, it points to what is most important, and what is most important is God and His glory and honor. And that's always at the center of the mentoring relationship, where it's not about me, it's not really even about the mentee. It's about who God is, what He says, what He wants, what He does. So getting even more practical or more specific, when I sit down in a mentoring relationship, mentoring meeting, I always begin with prayer. And that's not a superstition. That's not just kind of a nice little thing that Christians should do. I do it because I realize I've got no magic. I've got nothing. And if this is dependent upon my wisdom or my personality or my whatever, then this mentee's in bad shape.
Yeah.
And so I always begin a mentoring meeting with prayer. And sometimes in the middle of the meeting, as we're discussing something and it seems like we're really needing some further guidance, some further understanding, we'll pray again.
Yeah.
And just ask God to guide us again in this particular thing that we're trying to understand.
Yeah.
And then we always end with prayer. And we do that both to thank God for how he's guided us through the meeting and how he's answered the prayer that we prayed at the beginning, but also, you know, praying for his strength to put into practice what he's guided us to during our time together. So I think practically one of the outworkings of this is just the prayerfulness that's all around the mentoring relationship. But I think also as a mentor, it really gives me a sense of freedom and of brotherhood to just be fully present, fully authentic, fully transparent, seeing myself not so much as their mentor, but as their brother. Yeah. And that both of us are there seeking the Lord to guide us during our time together.
Yeah.
So those are two very specific practical things that, in my experience, that the reality that the Holy Spirit's a master mentor, the effect of that is mm-hmm. those two things.
Man, that's great. Well, I think for me, my big takeaway is just, I mean, kind of a couple of themes of just, because actually earlier this morning there was something that I had said and I thought, you know, I wonder if I should have said this, or, you know, I'm one of those people who could just go in circles for days over what I should or shouldn't have said. But like, what the truth of what you're saying is, like, well, like, the Holy Spirit, you know, like, I am walking with God. Like, it's, I mean, it's always possible that, like, I misspoke or made a mistake, but just that, like, there's a God, not only is, I mean, there's a God in heaven, you know, there's, like, Jesus interceding, like, and answering prayers, and also, like, the Holy Spirit is at work, and so, not that that means I do everything right, but just to have, like, yeah, that encouragement and confidence of, like, God is at work in a million ways. It's not, like, limited to what I did or didn't say today, you know, mm-hmm. and, yeah, so anyways, that's really encouraging, Dad.
Yeah, well, I think so, and I think it really does free the mentor to just be a brother or sister in the Lord.
Yeah.
And not to feel that they have to be anything more than that, uh-huh. because they, like the mentee, are there seeking the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, yeah, that's good. Well, anything you want to say in conclusion?
Well, just want to encourage you to consider, listeners, to be in a mentoring relationship. I think that this is a calling that the Lord has for all of us, you know, based upon the Great Commission, where it says, teaching them to observe all that Christ commanded. And one of the ways that happens is as an older Christian comes alongside and helps the other one to understand, what does it look like to live out all that Christ commanded? And we're recording this in early April, and on April 29th, we begin a new cohort of mentor training in Leadership Edge. And if you're interested in signing up for mentor training, you can go to our website, www.lead-edge.com, and look at the top under the different things you can choose. Look for the one on mentoring and then mentor training, and right there you'll be able to sign up for the mentor training that begins on Wednesday, April the 29th. Awesome. Just want to remind you of the personal vision statement that's at the core of Leadership Edge Mentoring. That is, by God's grace, to step forward as God's man or woman and my spheres of influence to serve his purposes for his glory. And that's what the mentoring that we do in Leadership Edge and that we train people across the country to do is all about. And one last thing is, we are a 501c3 Christian nonprofit organization, and we're very dependent upon the donations of donors just like you listeners. And so if you'd like to make a donation to Leadership Edge today, you can go to our website, again, www.lead-edge.com, and right at the top of the front page you'll see a donate button, and you can click there and make a donation. So thank you.
Great. Thanks, Dad. And thanks for joining us, listeners. We'll be back in two.
Listeners, if you would like to find out more about John's thoughts on life, leadership, and mentoring, please go to the Leadership Edge website at www.lead-edge.com. Or if you have questions or ideas of topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us at lai@lead-edge.com. We look forward to hearing from you.